I would like us to talk first about John's explanation, the significance of the number 153. Saint Cyril, talking about this passage, drew our attention to the fact that 153 had a very significant meaning in John's gospel. In the first place, he took us back to Matthew chapter 18, in which Jesus spoke about the sheep being a hundredfold and one of them getting missing. And for Saint Cyril, therefore, the number 153, the 100, signifying the fullness of the Gentiles, all those who will be drawn to God, and the 50 in that number signifying the number of the remnant of the children of God, the people of Israel, and the 3 in that number signifying the Blessed Trinity who draws all these Gentiles and the people of God together. And the second theory is that of Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome explains that the 153 stands first, the 100 signifying fullness, that fullness which is the universality of the church. So his theory is geared towards explaining the universality of the church. And for him, the 50 in that number shows the number of people who are being drawn from different nations, and the fact that after drawing these people, the net did not get broken, shows that the church can house people from every nation. This means that the 53 is a number of fishes that were found in water, according to Saint Jerome, that there are different species of fishes found in water, 153, meaning all the nations in the world, all the people in the world, they all one day will become one in the same church, sacrificing and worshiping the same God. So today, how can this happen? This can only happen through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the gift of the Holy Spirit which the disciples received when Jesus came with them or to them is a gift that each and every one of us we need today. And most especially, the gift of fortitude, the gift of boldness to celebrate our faith, the gift of boldness in proclaiming that faith, in transmitting that faith. Whether we are old or young, we all need the gift of the Holy Spirit, especially in the world today in which the world needs people who not only talk about the faith, but people who are able to live the faith in word and in action. So, dear friends, like the disciples today, Jesus is coming. His resurrection is for us to celebrate our faith in the first place, to proclaim it and to transmit it to the people around us, so that one day we all may be one. Amen.